relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm often asked, how on earth do you talk for 3 hours a day? Well, first I say I cheat. We have commercials. It's not exactly 3 hours. We have a little bit of a leeway there. But it's not hard. In today's America... Oh, by the way, I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And congratulations to my team for getting us up and running. We're a little bit of drama with our hardware today. But you can't keep a good team down. And we are back in studio on my mic. And everything is working. God willing. Shoot the gremlins when you see them. Take them out. Okay. Most days, it's really not hard. Especially when my old boss was president. He just waited for the next tweet, and you had at least an hour of stuff to talk about, given the reactions. Today, I want to talk about a big issue. It's a really big issue. Because if you don't have your safety... If we don't have security as a nation, forget the rest. Forget about good education. Forget about an economy. Forget about meritocracy, getting ahead, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, mobility, social, economic, or otherwise. Forget it. You don't have any of it if you don't have security, if you don't have safety. Now, how do we get that? Domestically? It's our 16,000 law enforcement agencies. Yeah, 16,000. Look it up. When it comes to the real threat, countries who wish to destroy, enslave us, it's the military. It's those men and women who decide that not for the money, because it's definitely not for the money. They're going to take an oath to defend us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They're going to put on a uniform. They're going to undertake grueling, arduous training. Probably live like a gypsy, wandering from one base to another, following your PCS orders, your permanent change of station, not just about around America's bases, but across the globe. As far away as Germany, Japan, South Korea.
Have to live on a ship? Or maybe under the water for weeks, if not months at a time, on a submarine. Those are serious Americans. I have been honored, truly honored, to be associated, to have met, to have educated, shared a classroom with thousands of them. My own military history is a brief stint for 3 years in the British Army, in the Territorial Army, which is the reserve component. When I was in college, because of my penchant for languages, because of my family's background for having escaped a communist dictatorship, I joined, was successful, and was recruited into a unit called the Intelligence and Security Group V for volunteers. And I was trained in the MOS. My specialty that I was trained in was interrogation, prisoner handling and interrogation. Should the Cold War have gone hot, it was my job, along with my compatriots, to not only understand how the Soviets would attack NATO forces, Great Britain included, but also to interrogate those officers that we captured during that war. I loved it. I enjoyed it a great deal. Like any young boy, I had a healthy interest in all things military. And as the son of somebody who'd escaped a political prison, being liberated by the freedom fighters of the 1956 revolution, I was also, I had a healthy interest in weapons. My father taught me to shoot as soon as I could reasonably hold and aim a weapon, because he understood that that is the last line of defense in your liberties. After 9/11, things escalated for me. I had spent 5 years in the land of my forefathers. I had worked inside the Hungarian Ministry of Defense in a newly free Hungary in the conservative government that was elected after 40 years of communism. And I assisted, in a modest fashion, Hungary's re-entry into the West, and especially to become a member of NATO. But then 9/11 happened. And I just met an amazing man, a legend amongst those who understand the intelligence community and the Marine Corps. His name was Andrew Nichols Pratt, but everybody knew him as Nick. He had served for several years as a paramilitary in the CIA, traveling the globe and working in Afghanistan during the Cold War. He returned to the Marine Corps, retired, and then became a professor at something called the George C. Marshall Center in Germany, where I became one of his faculty members, teaching a post 9/11 course on counterterrorism to American officers and to our allies and partners from around the world to make us better able to create an international network to defeat Al-Qaeda. That was translated eventually into a job as a professor at the National Defense University, teaching irregular warfare, and eventually, to the best of all, 2.5 years at the crossroads of the Marine Corps, teaching the Marines at the Marine Corps University. I tell you all this by way of credentialing, I guess, to demonstrate that I know the U.S. military. I may not have served in the U.S. military, but I know it. And I am constantly impressed by the people I've met. I'm still a guest lecturer at the Kennedy School for Special Warfare in Bragg. And the young men and women I've met stun me in their dedication to the principles upon which this nation was built. But we're losing it. Last week, Tucker Carlson, the most successful news TV host in America, did a couple of segments one day after the other on what Biden has done or is planning to do to the U.S. military. His obsession with identity politics and how it has become a test tube for social engineering. In the days since those monologues, senior military personnel in uniform have targeted Tucker Carlson, a civilian, a journalist, on official Pentagon and service websites and social media accounts, including, to my horror, 2MEF, Marine Expeditionary Force Command Number 2. And that's a third of the Marine Corps that Twitter account represents. Never before in American history have we seen something like this, where multiple members of the establishment who've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution have felt it is their right to attack a civilian for political purposes. It's wrong. And it is the result of conservatives allowing ideological actors to inveigle themselves into the US military and to allow ideological actors in the White House and across our government to pervert the purpose of the United States Armed Services. I'm going to be dedicating today's show to just how bad it is and what, if anything, we can do about it. This is very, very important to the future of our nation. Stay on this channel.
So we've got new hairstyles and maternity flight suits. Pregnant women are going to fight our wars. It's a mockery of the U.S. military. While China's military becomes more masculine as it's assembled the world's largest navy, our military needs to become, as Joe Biden says, more feminine, whatever feminine means anymore, since men and women no longer exist. The bottom line is it's out of control, and the Pentagon's going along with this. Again, this is a mockery of the U.S. military and its core mission, which is winning wars.
For the last 4 days, Tucker Carlson has been attacked for insulting pregnant women. Well, I thought you should listen to The Cut, where he said this policy of the Biden administration is making a mockery of the U.S. armed forces. Those are the exact words he used twice, and we're going to discuss the resulting blowback for Tucker Carlson, who, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely correct. Couldn't imagine a better guest to have, especially in studio, a man who's worn a certain thing called a beret that is green. He is Jim Hansen. Follow him, Jim Hansen, DC, president of the Security Studies Group, and he is the author of a book that I have fresh. I mean, it's still warm. It just came off the printers. It's called Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. He doesn't do kinetic anymore. He does mental warfare, political warfare. Jim, let me unleash you. Your reaction to the Tucker Carlson maelstrom.
Tucker didn't say anything that required any response from the U.S. military at all, let alone the use of military resources to attack a U.S. citizen, which, let me point out, there's a policy that expressly forbids that. You know who signed that policy? Lloyd Austin, Lieutenant General, when he was still on staff at the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The guy who's now the Secretary of Defense.
He signed the prohibition against conducting PSYOPs against U.S. citizens. His name's on it. And now every one of his people are up making ridiculous statements attacking Tucker, who doesn't need the help, and the women in the military don't need the help. Do they really need a bunch of woke generals and sergeants major?
White woke generals.
Coming in and white knighting for them? You know, they don't need it. The women in the military who can hold their own didn't need that help and made them look weak that these people came attacking in violation of military regulations. It's a disgrace.
So let's unpack it. Why did it happen? Why did we see from the Marine Corps to Space Command, why did we see general officers, Admiral Kirby, the press secretary of the Pentagon, right down to senior enlisteds, attack a journalist?
I'll tell you, there's two reasons. One is wokeness has infected the Pentagon in the way it's infected every American institution. The second is Tucker also pointed out that instead of focusing on our real enemies like China, they're focusing on hairstyles and maternity uniforms, and that's what they were trying to distract from. So when you look at both of those together, that's the problem. We also, if people want to get involved in this, we put a petition up today, real short and simple, at americamatters.com. It says, stop training social justice warriors. Get back to training America's warriors. Period. We'll deliver that. I live a mile from the Pentagon. I'll walk it over. All right? I'll knock on the door.
He's going to use his Green Beret skills to deliver that petition. AmericanMatters.com. Check it out right now. We'll discuss his book, his brand new book, Winning the Second Civil War momentarily. But let's talk about how do we respond to this? I spent 6, 7.5 years in the JPME system, which is the, you know, the, you got to have acronyms, the Joint Political Professional Military Education System. This is the schooling system. This is the war colleges for U.S. officers. And I tell you, I saw it with my own eyes. I saw anybody above the rank of major or light colonel, half bird, they started with the respect to the exception, getting more and more political, getting more and more this sense of they just wanted to know. They had the antennae up and they just wanted to know, what am I supposed to say? What is politically correct? And then I will regurgitate it. So, Jim, how do we get out of this? What is the remedy when you've got Lloyd Austin promulgating this stuff at his testimony to become SecDef, when you've got Biden using two women, four-star generals as props to talk about new haircuts in the military? Do we have to wait for the next commander-in-chief?
Probably. Yeah. Well, not to win.
Yeah.
But we can start the fight now, and we'll get to it in the book. My whole book's a battle plan for fighting back against wokeness in America. But what you have to do is complain. Raise your voice.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of people who went to the DOD IG, the Inspector General site, and filed complaints.
Good.
Saying this is against regulations, this is absurd, this is a waste of money and a violation, so don't do it. You also have to go ahead and tell your congressman. Tell anybody who will listen. You know, that's the thing. People would say, oh, well, we're beat. You know, we can't do anything about it. It's everywhere. Well, it's not everywhere. And it's fewer places if we raise our voices and tell them we're not going to put up with it.
Yeah. We're going to read it later. Eric's going to print out the amazing letter from Senator Ted Cruz that he sent to the Secretary of Defense demanding, I'm going to be interested to see the results, demanding a meeting with the Commandant of the Marine Corps because 2MEF's Twitter account was used because a Marine from Space Command attacked Tucker Carlson. We will see, but I want to read the letter out so all of you, millions of listeners, can know what Senator Cruz is doing. Tell us, what are your buddies from your old Special Forces group? What are your buddies from Grant, you know, no names, no pack drill. What are your old buddies from Bragg saying about all of this?
They're embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're just flat embarrassed to be part of this. And that's the problem. Like you said, the political leadership, which at the military up above, you know, colonels and flag rank, admirals and generals, they're more politicians than they are warfighters in any way. So they're a disgrace to start with for letting this happen and letting it go across the force. But the troops, they don't want this. You know, they know better than this. And the problem is, once you start pushing it downhill, now you're going to kill esprit de corps and unit cohesion. Because now, instead of me looking at the guy next to me as another infantryman or another special forces guy, I got to look, okay, is he gay? Is he black? Is he something? What's his identity group? Not can he handle his job.
But isn't it more than the negative effects, the seriously negative effects on esprit de corps when you're saying the army is scrubbing the maximum weight requirement when health requirements for female Marines are being scrubbed? This isn't just about morale. This is about combat effectiveness, isn't it?
Without a doubt. And they're more concerned, though, about checking the right boxes in woke ideology and not getting in trouble than they are in fielding an effective fighting force, which is the other reason they didn't want to talk about China. Because if I don't know if you saw it, but there was a big war game we had against China. And guess what? We lost.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bad sign. And they don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about how good they're doing to make sure everyone feels loved in the military.
And when Xi Jinping's generals in the People's Liberation Army in China see President Biden, who happens to also be the commander-in-chief, yes, that's how it works.
When he's awake.
When he's not having a nap, talk about the new hairstyles for women in the military. Are the Chinese impressed with that, Jim Hansen?
No, they're looking at how far it is to Taiwan and how easily they might get that little island back under their control. And that's what they're doing. Would anyone on the planet be concerned about Joe Biden's response to a military attack right now? I don't think so. And that's a problem for everybody.
President of the Security Studies Group, former Army Special Forces Weapons NCO. He is the guy who's written the brand new book, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. You can order it right now. It's going to be the topic of our next segment here in America First. Wherever you are, wherever you're doing, don't touch that dial. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Over the past week, after you watch what's going on, we can't be under any illusions about the fact that racism is alive and well in our country. And I can't be under any illusions that we don't have it in our Navy.
That video of a naval officer in combats that he sent to the whole fleet, well, that man's name is Mike Gilday, and he is the Chief of Naval Operations. That, for me, was the watershed. When last year, before the Biden administration, the man who has one job and one job alone to make sure our Navy and our Marine Corps can crush all enemies did a 20-minute video for our sailors and Marines on Black Lives Matter and racism in the military. Our special guest here in studio, president of the Security Studies Group, is Jim Hansen. Follow him, Jim Hansen, D.C. His new book we'll discuss is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Jim, that must have been a shocker for you as well.
A guy can say it because it's true, all right? Let's admit there is racism everywhere.
Right.
But it's everybody, every race. And the problem is they don't want to play that game. They want to pretend that only white people can be racist. They played this game with wokeness where you have to be white and in a position of power to be racist and no one else can be. Well, tell that to all the Asian people who are getting killed and beaten by black people in America these days.
Or the ones who are trying to get into Yale and Harvard.
Yep. Can't get in because they're doing too well.
Because they're too smart.
Mm-hmm. Too accomplished.
He's the author of The Myth of White Fragility. He's pumped out another book already. Explained the premise of winning the Second Civil War without firing a shot. I taught irregular warfare where the non-kinetic is at times even more important than the steel on target. Explain what is the key argument of this book.
We are all on the right extremely mad. All right, righteously indignant, angry, watching our republic be stolen by the forces of wokeness. All right, we can either get mad, grab guns, riot, you know, do all the violent things and get squashed like bugs, which is what would happen. Or we can get smart and, like you said, use non-kinetic means, use information warfare, organize grassroots politics, fight back. we spent, one of the books starts out by a history of what the political right did and what the political left did. And the left chose fundamental transformation while we chose national security and business. Well, guess what? We can't focus on that and ignore what's happening in the country. So we need to get involved in all the things they took over and are fundamentally transforming into socialist garbage.
We've got a couple of minutes left with Jim Hansen. Follow him. Jim Hansen, D.C., order his book, Winning the Second Civil War. But even in the break, we were discussing, there's no, you know, robust veterans organization. So how do we politically win a civil war without firing a shot? Are we going to have to create new institutions, Jim?
Absolutely. And that would be one of the things we talk about in the book, is the fact that we did all our work in the very important areas. We destroyed the Soviet Union. We fought the jihadists. Well, the forces of socialism and Marxism are here in America, and we need to put just as much time, effort, and energy into that. And yeah, we need to replace the RNC. We need to, or at least take over part of it. Maybe a soft
Trumpify
coup.
Trumpify it.
Yeah, soft coup. And get some people in there who are from the fighting wing of the right. That's what Trump brought into play. The MAGA crowd is the fighting wing. We don't want to fight in the streets. We're not going to loot. We're not the other side.
Yeah.
We're going to fight by building better institutions, taking our kids out of their schools, making our culture popular, and basically making sure that they can't steal more elections by fighting at the state legislatures who make the laws on that. There's plenty of places for us to win.
Last minute, the big question for me, do we have the bench, Jim?
Oh, no, we don't. And that's why this is a generational fight. So right now, but think about one thing. Even in 2020, we won a dozen House seats in that election. So we're not beat, but we're not able to compete with them because they control academia, they control popular culture, and they control the permanent government. Well, we need to start putting our people in there. We need to make those things worthwhile occupations and careers for our team. Otherwise, we lose the republic. So tell your kids, those are where the good jobs are. Get information-facing jobs, saving America, and you're doing us all a favor.
Well, I'm so excited. Oh, and by the way, top blurb, Kurt Schlichter. He'll be with us on the show later. Colonel K, former Green Beret Jim Hansen, knows about insurgencies. If we're wise enough to follow his advice, we'll win this war without there being any war at all. Oh, my gosh, that's so Sun Tzu. I love it. Without a shot being fired, I'm going to read it tonight. Winning the Second Civil War without firing a shot, from our guest, Jim Hansen. Follow him right now at Jim Hansen DC. We're going to get him back in studio for a longer interview just to discuss the book once I'm finished. In the meantime, follow him and order it right now. This is America First. We're going to take your calls on 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefActor.com studios. If you're suffering with daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you must try this drug-free product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans every single day, me being one of them. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free 2 years later. Likewise, listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
How bad can it get? Have you led a relatively blessed life? Think of those who are considering that 3-month trek from our hemisphere, from Honduras and elsewhere, walking to the southern border, being smuggled, being trafficked by coyotes. And just listen to just how bad the situations are that they're trying to escape.
The more we see the need, the more places we go, the more we find people starving, the more we see children are eating the leaves from the trees.
Eating the leaves from the trees. That's one of the individuals who's helping Food for the Poor, the organization we support every year here. If you want to make a difference, if you want to assist the millions of starving children in our hemisphere, just take a moment and go to our website today. A donation in any amount, literally any amount, will save lives because they have the food. They just need to get it to the starving mouths. Go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner, the Food for the Poor banner. The Food for the Poor banner at the very top of the website. Or you can call them directly on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Save a life today. You can make a difference. Okay, I promised it. A segment with Jim Hansen. Here it is in front of me. Eric's just given it to me. This is the remarkable letter from Senator Ted Cruz of Texas to the new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, a man who, when he was being interviewed, when he was testifying before Congress for his nomination hearing, discussed what he saw as the enemies inside the U.S. services. And after last weekend's events, this is what Senator Cruz has to say to retired General, now Secretary, Lloyd Austin. Secretary Austin, the U.S. military's subordination to civilian governance, including to the American people for whom and by whom the government is selected, is at the core of our republic and its institutions. That structure is woven into our military at every level, including DOD Directive 1344.10, which broadly forbids military service members from engaging in their official capacities in any activities that associate the DOD with any partisan political campaign or elections, candidate, cause, or issue. I am deeply troubled that the commitments you made during your hearing and the military's broader obligation to avoid political endorsements and controversy are being systematically undermined for the sake of left-wing ideology and political expediency. The last week has witnessed the Pentagon mobilize systematic public attacks against television host Tucker Carlson that in substance, tone, and political resonance are inexplicably inappropriate. The campaign was launched in response to criticisms by Carlson that linked gender-based reforms in the military, which are being justified using the language of social justice, with widely recognized vulnerabilities and erosions in the military's warfighting capabilities, including and especially in the context of great power competition. Instead of allowing the debate to take its course in public among American citizens and their elected leaders, military officials over the last week have repeatedly launched attacks on Carlson, including through official DOD platforms and accounts, while in uniform. The campaign has alternated between ostentatiously childish and simply outrageous. Multiple military leaders have tweeted videos of themselves while in uniform as they attack Carlson, including the command senior enlisted leader of U.S. Space Command, the sergeant major of the Army, the commanding general of the U.S. Army Maneuver Center of Excellence, and the commanding officer of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force Information Group. Throughout this campaign, military leaders have suggested and insinuated that it is out of bounds for civilians to criticize the military unless they have served. TUMEF constitutes a third of the Marine Corps' warfighting capabilities, and so its Twitter account is the public-facing public affairs unit for the entirety of the East-facing combat force for Marines. The official Twitter account of the 2MEF IG posted absurd statements insulting Carlson, and which included criticizing Carlson's age, and then told another private citizen who responded to that attack to, quote, come back when you've served Tucker and been pregnant. I cannot imagine how any of the above behavior can be explained, and I am deeply concerned about what it portends for the direction that you and President Biden intend to move the military. I therefore request that the Commandant of the Marine Corps meet with me in person to discuss these issues. I also request an official response from the department and implementation of a policy that insulates other units from being similarly mobilized against the speech of American citizens or in the service of left-wing political causes. Regards, sincerely, Ted Cruz, United States Senator. I don't have to agree with everything Ted Cruz has ever done to state that that statement, which we are posting now on our Twitter and Facebook pages, is superb. We have a real problem in the U.S. Armed Forces. We have a real problem in the Department of Defense and the White House. And it has to be dealt with. Curious to see if the Commandant of the Marine Corps will be taking that office call with Senator Ted Cruz. Okay, now I promise we will get to your calls. But first, did you take your balance of nature today? This is your guarantee to be the healthiest you can be. All the vegetables, all the fruit you should be taking. But maybe, like me, you just sometimes don't get around to it, or you just think kale is evil. If you're one of those people, then you've got to take this special offer from Dr. Douglas Howard, the inventor of Balance of Nature, to get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of this incredible product that provides you in just 6 capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Do it today. You know it makes sense, especially if you live a hectic life or just don't like vegetables. Call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go directly to balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use that promo code for the massive discount, G-O-R-K-A. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code Gorka.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
I am in the house and I'm really excited. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, I'll get my brand new MyPillow slippers, sheepskin slippers with the memory foam from the MyPillow pillows. The latest product, more than 100 US-made products. 25 companies are boycotting Mike Lindell. Support him. Send the cancel culture fascists a message. Go to MyPillow.com. Order whatever you want, and Mike's going to give you more than 60% off if you use my name. The number, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. 8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Come on, let's take some calls. Let's go to California. Line one, Mike, welcome.
Dr. Gorka, hey, I'm so grateful for your show.
So thank you.
Great information. Hey, I wanted to share an idea how to fight back with words. If you're familiar with the images of the illegals at the southern border wearing Biden Let Us In t-shirts.
Uh-huh.
I would like to see the same thing with thousands of patriots in Washington, D.C., at Nancy Pelosi's fence.
Oh,
saying,
my gosh.
Nancy, let us in.
Oh, my God. I can't see the call board. It's Mike, right? Mike?
Yes.
You're a flipping genius. You are a communications information warfare savant. Let me ask you, what do you do for a living?
Construction.
Oh, dude, that is perhaps one of the best concrete suggestions I have heard in 2 years of having a national radio show. All right, let's make some T-shirts. I think I need to talk to the guys at Breitbart. And let us in Nancy, let us in Biden. Get hundreds, nay, thousands of Americans to stand at the fence. We'll invite AOC. She can hold her white pants and cry like she did at that parking lot in Texas. Mike, how did you come up with that?
I don't know. Over coffee?
Man, that is, of course it takes a common sense patriot, a man who makes things with his own hands. Will you stay on the line? And we got to offer this guy a sign. Give him all three of the books. Give him Defeating Jihad. Give him The War for America's Soul. And give him Defeating America's Enemies. I love it. Let's squeeze in Brent. Brent, you've got 60 seconds to dazzle us.
Greetings, Gallant Gorka.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just hope you had time to watch The Gallant Hours with James Cagney portraying Admiral Bull Halsey at Guadalcanal. It's very relevant to today, and ladies love it, too. And I wanted to say, the wickedly woke continue to sugarcoat the savagery of Biden socialism and the big lie of leftist love. Last week, in his Dictate to the Union address, Biden threatened to crush me and you and our country if we dared not comply with his viral demands,
right,
while he exploits our southern border as a bridgehead for thousands of COVID-infected CCP and cartel criminals, child sex slavers, and fentanyl pushers, causing the deaths of over 80,000 Americans a year.
Yeah, I love that phrase. You did it again, Brent, you did it again. The wickedly woke. I'm going to have to use that with full credit to our buddy in California. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.